has been a bit of a challenge. Frankly, the last couple of years have been, frankly, pretty tough, realistically. I mean, I'm sure that in the big picture, it's, you know, other people are going through much tougher times. But if you would all indulge me for a moment as I preach to myself a little bit this morning. I've been rebroadcasting the Tuesday night studies, and it's back from January, February time, and you hear Brother Paul on there. Brother Paul's not with us here on this earth anymore, but he is in heaven. I believe that. And he is in a much better place and in a much better physical condition. I'm extremely pleased that he is going to be with his Heavenly Father. But it makes me think of some of the lessons I learned from Brother Paul. And it's interesting, Sue, how what you talked about this morning may dovetail into this a little bit. Been thinking about the word patience. You look patience up in the dictionary and you're going to see it pretty, you know, it's the typical understanding of the word. It's that, you know, putting up with, enduring, etc., etc. But the biblical word for patience actually isn't that. It's about, it's perseverance, which is a completely different animal. You know, we think of the word be patient, and that's just wait and suffer it, and it'll eventually happen. Well, that's not the patience the Bible's talking about. The patience the Bible is talking about is a perseverance with knowledge and belief that it will be accomplished, and you are going to continue until it happens. And nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to stop you from getting to that mark. And that was one of the things Brother Paul taught me. I think of that word patience. Run with patience the race that's set before you. Tribulation worketh patience. Don't pray for patience. It comes naturally, Brother Davy says. There's so many things in my life, again, if you would indulge me as I preach to myself this morning, so many things in my life battle against me to quit. Just quit. It's not worth going in. I mean, these are the thoughts that come to me. Just quit. God, is it just you're tired? You don't want to do this anymore. Just quit. Just quit. It's just constantly is resonating. I'm not going to quit.
Amen.
Because see, that's unbelief and that's doubt. See, the enemy doesn't have to get you off into drugs and all kinds of manner of ill to get you to be ineffective and lost and go to hell. He just has to get you doubting. That's all he's got to do. Just get you doubting. Or, you know, get you sort of like what Sue was talking about, thinking you can do it on your own. You're reading a bunch of different things here at the house, some in Deuteronomy and some in New Testament. And it's amazing how often the lessons we're reading in the Old Testament are a parallel to the lessons we're reading in the New Testament. It's kind of cool to see that happen. But in Deuteronomy, we're reading about Moses is really giving his last speech. And he's telling them, the Lord is going to clear the way for you. He is going to destroy the inhabitants of the land if you just believe him. If you don't be like your forefathers that doubted, if you believe him, he will accomplish it. And on paper, they could not do it. It was impossible. I mean, you just see as they go over Jordan, then they get into the first bit of the promised land, and the very first thing is Jericho, and they can't defeat Jericho. They can't do it. I mean, in the natural, can't be done. It's an impossibility. God, why did you bring us here to this impossible thing and tell us to do it? We can't do it. And it could have ended right then. But it didn't end right then. There was a Joshua, and he went to the Lord, and the Lord told him what to do, and they did it. And what happened? God destroyed the city. And they went in and wiped the place out, just as God promised them. But looking on it on the natural, it was an impossibility. Could not, it was just, there was no way on paper that was ever going to work. Fortunately, God's not bound by our paper. Amen. See, what wrestles against patience, that perseverance, is a lack of vision and understanding of the greatness of who God is, or an unwillingness to acknowledge it or see it. Because if you really, really, really embrace that the same God who delivered Jericho into the hands of the Israelites is the same God you serve, what is there? I mean, what is there that could derail you? What is there, really? There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. If you believe that the same God that parted the Red Sea, that brought water forth from the rock, that rent the veil of the temple in twain, that transported Philip from one place to another, that said, let there be light, that calmed the wind and the rain in the boat, that rose from the dead, that kept his word and took all those in Abraham's bosom back to heaven, that healed the sick, that raised the dead, that cast out devils, that brought deliverance to those in bondage, and then said to his disciples, the things that I do, those that believe on me, the things that I do, you'll do also. Yea, far greater. If you really believe that, then there's every benefit to persevering. Mm-hmm. There is every benefit to putting one foot in front of the other and saying, yes, Lord, I will continue. Yes, Lord, I will serve you. Yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord. And every doubt and every imagination that comes against you to tell you for some reason it's not worth it or it's too hard, you can know for a certainty to cast that off and cast it away and throw it off. Because it's a lie. It's a lie conceived in the depths of hell to drag you down and destroy you. I remember preaching a few weeks back, and Sue touched on it this morning. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. The converse of that is with him, you can do anything. I go back to the conference of last year, and Brother Davey tells us, he didn't bring you here to fail. He didn't bring you here to fail. You know, those are all things that I personally, me personally, when stuff starts getting where I feel it's where doubt tries to get hold of me. Those are the things that I fall back to, and I ground myself in them, and I say, Jesus, I know your word is true, and I reject this nonsense that's trying to get me off the mark. And I got to tell you, sometimes I have to get angry. I have to get animated at the enemy. I have to get animated at the enemy because it's a war. And you don't win a war by sitting still. With Jericho, they went out, they marched around that city, and they obeyed God's word. And when the walls came down, they went in there with their swords, and they slaughtered, and they destroyed. And you see that over and over. The Lord will operate the same way for you if you believe him, if you trust him. If you're walking in his way and you're seeking the counsel and you're, how can I put it another way? If you're living for God, he's already accomplished the work. You just need to walk into it and reject the stuff that tells you otherwise, because it's a lie.